弟兄姐妹、感谢主，在主里面我们都平安健康。
Good Sunday morning, brothers and sisters. Praise the Lord. In our Lord Jesus Christ, all the brothers and sisters, we all have a health today.
包括我们的孩子，我们的长辈，在基督里面，我们都有主所赐的平安。
Including our children, our parents, in our Lord Jesus Christ, we have a peace.
我们知道呢，神是一位说话的神。
We know our God is the God who is talking to us.
整本圣经给我们看见呢，神是一位喜欢对人说话的神。
The whole book of the Bible, God shows us our God is the God who loves to talk to his people.
在圣经里面，神对人说了将近1000多次的话。
In the book of the Bible, God spoke to people more than 1,000 times.
你知道吗?
Do you know?
神对人说的第一句话是什么话吗?
What was the first sentence God spoke to human being?
神在伊甸园中,他说的第一句话是说,你在哪里啊?
In the Garden of Eden, the first sentence God spoke to human being was, Where are you?
当时的亚当夏娃犯罪了。
At that time, Adam and Eve, they committed to sin.
所以他们就躲起来了。
So they hid away from God.
以前呢，是每一次呢，神都在伊甸园中和他们话话家常。
In the past, in the Garden of Eden, God often spoke to Adam and Eve.
诶，但是今天很奇怪呀，他们跑到哪里去了？
But today, it was so strange. It is so strange. Where are they?
所以神就问他们说，你在哪里啊？
So God asked them, where are you?
其实全知的神当然知道他们在哪里吗？
Actually, God is the God who knows everything. Of course, God knows where they are.
只是希望亚当夏娃能够站出来。
Well, God just wished Adam and Eve, they can stand up by themselves.
神希望他们能够勇敢地承认自己的错误嘛。
God wished Adam and Eve can honestly and bravely stand up.And admit their wrongdoings.
很可惜的，亚当夏娃就在那里一直推卸责任了。
Well, unfortunately, Adam and Eve, they stay there and they try to shirk the responsibilities of wrongdoing.
由此可见，罪已经在发生作用了。
It shows, it demonstrates, at that time, the sin started to infect and take effect.
然而呢，亚当夏娃还没有这个自觉。
But Adam and Eve did not even realize that.
这就是人类悲剧的开始嘛。
That was the beginning of the tragedy of a human being.
因为罪的病毒已经悄悄地进到人的心里面去了。
Slowly and slowly, the virus of sin.Had come to the heart of a human being.
那怎么办呢?
So what should we do?
我们实在需要来感谢赞美主耶稣嘛。
We truly, truly need to praise and thank our Lord Jesus Christ.
请大家来看这幅图画。
Let's look at this PowerPoint picture.
啊，下面这幅图画啊，左边的是非常震撼。
If you look at this picture,On the left-hand side, it's just very shocking.
请大家注意，这个十字架下面的是一把利剑。
If you look at that, underneath the cross, it is a very sharp sword.
这个表明主耶稣十字架的大能已经断开一切罪恶的锁链。
It demonstrates the mighty power of the cross of Jesus Christ broke down the chain of sin.
真的是如此吗？
Truly it is.
主耶稣的十字架能够断开所有捆绑我们一切的锁链。
The mighty power of the cross of Jesus Christ can break down any chain who tied us up.
使我们能够得以自由。
So we can have a freedom, we can be freed up.
使我们全人身心灵完全得到释放。
No matter our body or our spirit, we can be freed.
所以千千万万的基督徒都经历过主耶稣十字架的大能嘛。
So thousands and millions of Christians, they experience the mighty power of salvation from Jesus Christ.
因此我们要感谢赞美我们的主。
Therefore, we need to praise and thank our Lord Jesus Christ.
我盼望你们能够拍下这一幅图画。
I wish you can take a picture of this picture.
作为我们今年一年的提醒。
And it can remind us throughout this year.
还有就是主耶稣也自己亲口说过。
And also Jesus Christ told us by himself.
主说我来了是要寻找拯救失丧的人。
I come, it's to seek the lost people.
主耶稣来到地上的目的就是来寻找，主动的寻找拯救失丧的人。
The purpose of Jesus Christ come down to earth from heaven, the purpose is to seek the lost people.
亲爱的福音朋友，你能够理解主的那一颗心吗？
Dear friends, dear seekers, can you understand the heart of Jesus Christ?
我们要记得，犯错的是人。
We need to remember the person who committed to sin is us, our mankind.
但是神却竟然主动的要与人和好。
But God, our God, initiate this relationship, try to be back to the good relationship with human being.
这就是让我们许多人感动的地方。
That's the part move a lot of people's heart.
今天主耶稣就在你的心门外敲门。
Today, Jesus Christ is knocking the door of your heart.
对的，就是现在。现在他就在你的心门外敲门，你听到了吗？
Yes, yes, right now, Jesus Christ is knocking the door of your heart. Can you hear it?
你愿不愿意去开门？
Do you want to open the door for Jesus Christ?
我真的欢迎你和我联络。
I really wish you can contact with me.
啊，在我们教会网站上，你可以找到和我联络的方式。
You can find a way to contact with me through our Louisville Chinese Christian Church website.
好，我们大家都知道了，神对人说的第一句话就是你在哪里。
So now we know the first sentence God spoke to people. The first sentence was, where are you?
那么神在圣经中所说的最后一句话是什么话呢？
Then in the book of the Bible,What is the last sentence God speak to people?
就是在启示录22章12到14节那里所说的。
It is in the book of Revelation, chapter 22, verse 12 to 14.
主说，看哪，我必快来，赏罚在我，要照个人所行的报应他。我是阿拉法，我是 Omega, 我是首先的，我是末后的。我是初，我是终，十四节。那些洗净自己衣服的有福了，可得权柄，能到生命树那里，也能啊从门进城。
The Book of Revelation, Chapter 22, Verse 12 to 14. Look, I am coming soon.My reward is with me, and I will give to each person according to what they have done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who wash their robes, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may go through the gates into the city.
请我们回到12节。
Let's come back to verse 20, to chapter 22, verse 12.
主耶稣一开始说的时候, 为什么要说, 看啊?
At the beginning, when Jesus started to talk, why Jesus said, look?
那个就是要吸引大家的注意,有重要,极重要的事情要宣告。
That tries to catch people's attention, there will be a very important announcement.
主说看啊,主必快来。Jesus
said, look, I am coming soon.
然后是赏罚债主要照个人所行的报应他们。
My reward is with me, and I will give to each person according to what they have done.
这里给我们的一个保证,就是耶稣基督一定会再回来。
Here gives us a guarantee, Jesus Christ for sure will be coming soon.
回来的第一件事情就是审判冠冕。
The first thing he will do when he comes back is to judge the people.
而且他说赏罚,注意,赏罚债主要照个人所行的报应他。
And Jesus said, my reward is with me, and I will give to each person according to what they have done.
再一次说明了神是一位绝对公平公义的神。
One more time, it demonstrates God is an absolute righteousness God.
有一些人也听过别人讲过一些他们的看法。
Some people heard some of the statements from other people.
就是呢,他们相信呢,凡是没有听过福音的人必定要下地狱的。
Some people say, hey, these people, they have never heard about the gospel, the good news, they for sure end up in the hell.
他们拿出很多的经文来支持他们的看法。
They brought up a lot of Bible verses to support their statements.
非常抱歉呢,我是实在没有办法说阿们。
I'm very, very sorry. No matter what, I cannot agree with those statements.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为从旧约到新约,表达了我们的神是一位怜悯人的神。
Because from the book of Old Testament to the book of the New Testament, it all demonstrates our God is the God full of mercy, love, and grace.
神的心意就是愿意万人得救,不愿一个人沉沦嘛。
God's heart, He wants millions and thousands of people to be saved. He doesn't want even a single person to be lost.
所以他才在伊甸园一直到今天都在说你在哪里?
Therefore, from the time of the Garden of Eden until nowadays, he keeps asking, where are you?
你在哪里就是神盼望你回转来到神的面前。
Where are you? That means God wants you to be repent. God wants you to repent and come back to God.
这是第一点。
That is the first point.
还有第二点,
and also the second point.
就是神的本性,
and the nature of the God, God is absolutely a righteousness God, full of fairness. God is righteousness.
以前的人,他们没有机会听到福音嘛。
The people in the past, they did not have the opportunity to hear about the gospel, the good news.
那个时候福音根本还没有传过去嘛。
At that time, the gospel hasn't been spread out.
所以你怎么能够断定神就一定要他们下地狱呢?
Then how can you say, how can you make the statement God will make those people end up be in the hell?
何况第三点。
And plus, the third point,
圣经有很多处的经文讲到神是按照他们 个人的行为来报应他。
A lot of the Bible verses says, human being, each person, according to what they have done, God will judge them.
我们刚才读的启示录的二十二章十二节的下半节，不就是一个很好的证明吗？
The second part of the book of Revelation, chapter 22, verse 12, is a good demonstration.
主耶稣说，赏罚在主，要照，注意哈，个人所行的报应他。
Jesus says, my reward is with me, and I will give to each person according to what they have done.
我们继续看十三节。
We continually to look at the verse 13.
这个阿拉法 Omega 是希腊文的字首和字尾。
The word Alpha and Omega, it is means, it does mean first and last in the language of a Hebrew.
Greek.
In the language of a Greek. In the language of a Greek.
这表示宇宙万物是从耶稣开始。
It means the whole universe is starting from Jesus Christ.
那么宇宙万物的结束当然也是由主耶稣来执行。
Everything in the universe will be executed by our Lord Jesus Christ.
然后再看十四节。
Now look at verse 14.
那些洗净自己衣服的有福了，可得权柄。能到生命树那里，也能从门进城。
Verse 14, blessed are those who wash their robes, that they may have the right to the tree of life, and may go through the gates into the city.
为什么说洗净自己衣服的人有福了呢？
When Jesus says, blessed are those who wash their robes.
那是表示凡是得救的人都有一个白色的衣袍给我们穿上。
It demonstrates the people who are saved, they will have a clean white robes on them.
我们有白色衣袍穿上的这些义人，这些神的儿女就能够进到神的生命树那里去。
The righteousness people who are blessed to wear the white clean robe of righteousness will have the opportunity, the chance,to go to the tree of life.
这里说到也能从门进城，指的是新的耶路撒冷圣城，我们能够进到新的耶路撒冷圣城里面去。
Here also says, may go through the gates into the city. That says the new Jerusalem, the new holy city of Jerusalem.
现在我们再回到十二节。
Now let's come back to the verse 12.
仍然要把这个十二节的下半节再说明一次。
One more time, I want to explain the second part of verse 12.
赏罚在主，意思是奖赏处罚都在公义的主手中。
My reward is with me. That means no matter it's reward or punishment, the right.Is on our Lord Jesus Christ's hand.
而且要照个人所行的来报应他。
I will give to each person according to what they have done.
想一想看，如果老师没有告诉学生说，这个礼拜五你要交功课，交作业哦。
Well, think about it. If a teacher, she or he never tell his student, hey, this Friday you need to turn in the homework.
老师根本就没有提，也没有说，也没有发邮件给你，学生完全不知道。
And the teacher never mentioned anything, never sent out any email to the students. The students had no idea.
结果到了礼拜五呢，所有的学生都被处罚了。
Then by Friday, all the students got a punishment.
每个学生呢，都被老师打手心了。
Well, every student get punishment by physical punishment of a spanking hands.
大家会觉得老师公平吗？
What does anyone even feel is the teacher being fair?
大家会觉得学生心里面服气吗？
Do you think the students in their heart, they think the teacher is fair? They should deserve that?
如果在人类的社会都说不通，那更何况宣称他是绝对公义公平的神呢？
Even though things like that is not going to be okay in the human being society, well, then we talk about our absolute righteousness God.
还有
One more.
请问在旧约时代，神为什么颁布律法给以色列人？
In the time of Old Testament, why God promulgate the laws to his people?
神颁布律法给人的目的就是要让人先知道。
Well, the goal of a God promulgate laws to human being in the Old Testament time, the goal is
人必须要先知道神所定的标准。
People, human being need to know first what is the standard God give to people.
所以律法就显出人的罪了。
Therefore, the law can demonstrate human being sin.
神的律法就像一面镜子一样，照出了我们的本相。
God's law given to people is like a mirror can shows what human being truly look like.
所以神要让人先知道。我们先知道我们人的问题到底在哪里。
God first want people to know what is our problem.
这样人就没有话说了。
Now people cannot say anything.
比方说神颁布了十诫。
For example, God give people the 10th commandments.
因为人单单有心里面的道德律还是不够的。
Because just only in human beings' heart, they have this God's law is not enough.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为你的道德律和他的道德律标准不同吗？
Because you have your standard of your morality. You have your standard of morality. It may be different than his.
因此神他先要颁布律法。
Therefore, God first need to promulgate the law to his people.
神的目的就是要让人以神的标准为标准啊。
The goal of God is to make sure God has a standard, is the same standard as a human being should have.
这样一来，大家啊就没有话说了嘛。
Then in this way, people cannot say anything else.
好，我们来复习一下第一条诫命。
Let's review the first commandment.
在出埃及记的二十章的第三节。
It's in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verse 3.
除我以外，你不可以有别神吗？
You shall have no other gods before me.
为什么不可以有别的神呢？
Why you should not have other gods before me, before God?
别的神都是偶像，都是假神嘛。
Because other gods are all idols, they're fake gods.
所以神对当时神的百姓以色列人说，只有一位独一的真神，除我以外，你不可以有别的假神。
At that time, God told his people in Israel, there is only one God, you shall have no other gods before me.
当时有多少人遵行呢？
At that time, how many people obey this commandment?
有多少人听进去了呢？
How many people truly listen to God's words?
还有就是十诫里面你犯了一条就等于犯了十条。
And for the 10 commandments, when you broke one commandment, you broke all of them.
第六诫我们大家都很熟悉了。
The 6th commandments.
神要我们孝顺父母。
God asks us to honor our father and mother.
但是看看今天的社会的乱象。
Look at this society. How terrible it is.
不孝顺的人是大有人在。
A lot of people, they never honor their mother and father. Lots of people do so.
有的小孩子还这个 侮辱自己的父母亲啊，不是有钱的，为什么生在这么穷的家庭里面？
Some children even disgrace his parents, say, "Hey, why you're so poor? Why do I born in this poor family?"
有的小孩不仅是吃父母的、住父母的，对父母非常不满，甚至拳打脚踢啊。
Some children, they live in their parents' place, eat their parents' food, they don't appreciate it, they even have physical abusement to their parents.
如果连我们人都看不下去，那更何况是神呢？
Our human being, we cannot even stand that. Think about God.
神能够不审判吗？
So, how can human being not to be judged?
神不能够不审判。
Human being need to be judged.
因为神是公义的神嘛。
Because God is the righteous God.
刚才我们一直强调神要照个人所行的来报应他嘛。
We just mentioned in the book of Revelation, I will give to each person according to what they have done.
还有不可杀人，不可奸淫，不可偷盗，不可做假见证陷害人。
And one more, you shall not covet your neighbor's house, you shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or his male or female servant, his ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbors.
这里大家注意到了，有两次提到不可贪恋。
Pay attention in the verses two times. God mentioned shall not, shall not, shall not come what? Shall not have it.
不可贪恋人的房屋，也不可贪恋人的妻子、仆婢、牛奴，并他一切所有。
Shall not covet your neighbor's house, shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or his male or female servant.
大家都同意啊，贪恋是在心里面的。
Greed is coming out from your heart.
更糟的是，现在的电影电视不是拳头就是枕头。
Even worse, right now, if you watch movies, it's either violence or chasing women and adultery.
所以把这个罪的病毒就不断的传播出去了。
So the virus of sin has been spreading out.
使许多的人落在酒色财气中不能够自拔。
So a lot of people, they falling into this chasing money, chasing fame, chasing women, chasing alcohol.
我们想一想看。
Think about it.
神的心是何等何等的伤痛。
How sad our God's heart it is.
就像做父母的是这么样的爱你的孩子啊。
Just like a parent, you love your children so, so much.
但是这个孩子他就是不听话，他就是不听话，他就是对着跟你干。
And this child just disobey is extremely rebellious.
可以说是顽梗悖逆到了极点。
Extremely rebellious, very disobedient to the extreme.
伤透了父母的心嘛。
Really hurt the parents' hearts.
整本圣经神一直在对人说话。
The whole book of the Bible, God is keep talking to his people.
但是很可悲的是没有太多的人仔细去聆听。
It's very sad, not a whole lot of people carefully listen to God's words.
没有太多人是听了以后去按照神的话去做。
Not a whole lot of people after they listen to God's words and they apply to their daily actions.
最明显的一个例子就是在士师记的最后的一章的二十五节。
Perfect example, in the book of Judges, chapter 21, verse 25.
那时以色列中没有王，个人任意而行。
In those days, Israel had no king, everyone did as they saw fit.
个人任意而行，就是我想干什么，我想做什么，我就去做，我管他天王老子的。
Everyone did as they saw fit. That means I do whatever I want to. Who cares?
你就看见人类的悲剧嘛。
You can see this is the tragedy of a human being.
这一次新冠病毒对我们人类的攻击。
This time the attack that coronavirus to human being.
真的是非常悲惨。
It is tragedy. It is tragic.
以至于很多人就开始思想了。
Therefore, a lot of people started to think.
哦，是不是神有话要对我们说了呢？
Oh, is that God? He tries to tell us something, tries to speak to us.
大家就意识到，哇，是不是神要启示什么呢？
Well,Is it God trying to reveal something to us?
我们看见人类付上惨重的代价才开始醒悟过来。
We can tell human being paid this heavy price before they started to wake up.
为什么人类学功课非要到一个不见棺材不掉泪的悲惨中才开始醒悟呢？
Why people, human beings, started to wake upAfter they pay this heavy, heavy price, it's like if a person don't see the coffin, don't even start to cry.
大家看看这个意大利、西班牙，很多的国家地区有多少人跪在地上来悔改，来呼求上帝的医治。
Let's look at so many different places, different countries like Spain, Italy, so many other places. They kneel down on the street and cry out help from God.
当然我说的可是独一的真神啊，我们的主。
We said they pray to this one and only God, our Lord.
没有错，我们都相信人的尽头就是神的开头。
Yes, it is true. We all believe the ending of a human being is the beginning of a God.
因为神是怜悯人的神。
Because God is the God who is full of mercy and grace to his people.
我们要承认我们不知道为什么上帝允许这个病毒的发生。
We admit we don't understand why God allowed this virus happens.
但是我们知道一件事情。
But we know one thing.
就是过去我们没有好好听从神的话。
That in the past, we did not well listen to God's words.
这是一个事实。
That is the truth.
在美国这个自由派的势力非常的强大。
In the America, the party of freedom is extremely strong.
当初他们是 in God we trust 的这样一个国家、慢慢慢慢的就远离了神，而且不要神。
In the past, it is the country in God we trust, but slowly, slowly, they run away from God.
他们甚至把上帝赶出了学校。
They even drive away God from the school.
因为他们不许学生在学校里面祷告。
Because they won't allow students to pray in school.
他们高举的是人权，他们高举的是同性恋、堕胎，甚至还有吸毒合法化。
They rise high of their sign of gay marriage, abortion, and even legalize marijuana. That's the sign they rise up.
你觉得上帝看在眼里，上帝会有什么感受呢？
What do you think God would feel after God see how human being behaves?
还有更糟的是，今天 80% 以上的媒体都受到他们的控制。
Even worse, right now, the media, more than 80% were controlled by those people.
他们要怎么样播报？他们要选择什么样的主题，他们要怎么样的内容，都是由他们来决定放给你看。
Whatever they want to broadcast, what kind of contents they want to put up in the media, they absolutely control. They put up whatever they wanted to show the people in the media.
请大家冷静想一想。
Now let's calmly think about it.
这跟30年前的美国比较一下看看。
Think about it, to compare with the America of 30 years ago. Think about it.
是不是有很大很大的不同呢？
It is a very different.
我还记得这个猫王啊，这个 Elvis Presley 啊，那个时代的美国，那个时代美国的老百姓多么的淳朴，那个时代的社会是多么的安详。
I still remember in the time of Elvis Presley, at that time, America and American people are so much purer, so much innocent and peaceful.
哪有今天这么多的偷抢骗杀的事情？
There are not many stealing, robbery, and killing like right now.
没有错，今天的科技是进步了很多很多。
It is true, nowadays the technology really advances.
但是人的幸福感和安全感却越来越少了。
But people have less and less peace and safety in their mind and hearts.
疫情之下，很多的人都很担心食物够不够啊。
Under this extreme circumstances of coronavirus, a lot of people worried about, do I have enough food?
还有很多人就去买枪支弹药。
And a lot of people even started to purchase guns.
因为要保护自己家人的安全。
They try to protect the safety of their family and loved ones.
啊，我们在中部的情况稍微好一点。
We live in the Midwest. The situation is a little better.
但是你去看看啊，东西两岸，纽约啊，洛杉矶啊，这些地方。
But if you look at the East Coast and West Coast, like New York and Los Angeles, the situation is much worse.
大部分的人都非常没有安全。
A lot of people, they don't have a sense of safety.
前两天我看到一个新闻。
A couple of days ago, I saw news.
在洛杉矶，单单在洛杉矶有六万流浪汉。
In the city of Los Angeles, just in the city of Los Angeles, there are more than 60,000 homeless people.
怎么办？
What should we do?
他们就把这些六万流浪汉呢，通通请到这个motel 里面，免费的给他们住。
Then they invited these 60,000 homeless people to the motel and let them to stay there.
免费请他们住，请他们吃，为的是害怕他们传染病毒吗？
Those homeless people were invited to stay in the motel freely. They don't pay anything.And they got food and shelter. The reason is because they don't want those homeless people spread out the coronavirus.
对不起啊，我在想你早在干什么呢？
Well, I'm so sorry. What should you do before, long ago?
不知道大家有没有注意到啊？
Did anyone pay any attention?
啊，这些高举自由派的城市。像芝加哥啦、纽约啦、洛杉矶啊、三藩市，他们的问题是非常非常多的。
Those mega city, major city of United States, like New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, San Francisco, they do have a lot of problems in the city.
如果不是这次新冠病毒，这六万个流浪汉还会继续增加，还会带来很多很多其他的问题。
If it's not because this time the circumstances of coronavirus, those 60,000 homeless people will become even worse and cause more and more issues and troubles.
任何一个政府的领导不把圣经当圣经，不来好好的听从神的话，结果是非常危险的事情。
Any government officials of the countries and the cities.If they don't treat Bible as the Holy Bible, then the situation is become very serious.
还有就是现代的人呢，他不喜欢你跟他讲顺从这两个字。
And also nowadays, the people, they don't like you talk to them about obedience.
他为什么要听从你的呢？
Why they should obey to you?
你为什么不听从他的呢？
Why should you obey to me?
结果谁也不服谁嘛。
At the end, nobody agrees with each other.
所以这就是人本主义的产物嘛。
Well, that is the product of selfish.
简单的
centered.
简单的说就是人的骄傲。
That is, simply speaking, that is human beings' arrogance.
人的骄傲可以到一个地步就是变成狂傲。
People is so self-pride to the extreme, they become extreme arrogance.
目空一切，唯我独尊。
In their eyes, there's nothing there. The only thing in their mind and their heart is themselves.
如果我们没有从历史中学到功课，人类的悲剧还会继续上。
If we don't learn those lessons from the history, the tragedy of human beings will just continue.
很多人都预测到。
A lot of people predict.
等到这个疫情过后啊，以后啊，一切恢复正常了。
After the coronavirus died down, everything back to normal.
但是没有，不需要过多久。
Not long after.
贪财的、贪色的、贪权的，一定会更加的变本加厉。
The people who is chasing money, who is chasing women, who is chasing alcohol, who is chasing fame, will become even worse.
因为圣经老早就告诉我们，这是末世的现象。
Because many, many times the Bible keep telling us that's the sign of the end of the world.
我们来复习一下这个马太24章的3到5节。
Let's review the book of Matthew chapter 24 verse 3 to 5.
这是非常有名的主耶稣在橄榄山的讲论。
That is a very famous Mount of Olives sermon by Jesus Christ.
耶稣在橄榄山上坐着，门徒暗暗地来说，请告诉我们什么时候有这些事，你降临和世界的末了有什么预兆呢？好，然后有什么预兆呢？第四节，耶稣回答说，你们要谨慎，免得有人迷惑你们，因为将来有好些人冒我的名来说我是基督，并且要迷惑许多人。
For the book of Matthew, chapter 24, verse 3 to 5, as Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately. Tell us, they said, when will this happen, and what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age? Jesus answered, Watch out.That no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, claiming, I am the Messiah, and will deceive many.
现在的全能神教会就是异端邪教。
Nowadays, there are churches, so-called all-able God church, they are heresy.
全能神教会就是以前的东方闪电。
Those churches, so-called all-able God church, they are the Eastern Lightning heresy.
因为他们宣称已经有一个女的基督已经来到地上。
Because they claim there has already a female Jesus Messiah had already come down to the earth.
他们在脸书上、YouTube 上到处都打着基督的招牌，迷惑了很多的人。
In the social media like Facebook and YouTube, they claim the claim Jesus Christ and use that claim to confuse a lot of people.
已经在东岸，像纽约，还有在西岸洛杉矶那里，已经造成华人教会很多的问题。
In the East Coast, like New York, or the West Coast, like Los Angeles, they already caused a lot of problems, troubles for the Chinese churches.
他们先跑到教会里面来。
First of all, they came to the church.
哦，自称是基督徒。
They claimed themselves as Christians.
教会里面的人当然很欢迎他们嘛。
Of course, the church members warmly welcomed them.
然后他们就和弟兄姐妹套交情啊。
And they started to make friends with the brothers and sisters in the church.
然后就在教会里面散播很多很多的谣言。
They started to spread out the rumors around the church.
啊，说这个牧师不好，说那个长老贪污，说那个执事这个啊怎么样的啊不好。
They said, "Oh, this pastor is not good, and the other deacon Bert tried to steal from the church, and that senior person in the church doesn't do very well."
个别对那些啊原来对教会就有点不满的弟兄姐妹，从他们下手。
Especially, they started.To talk to those people who has already have some dissatisfaction to the church, they started from those brothers and sisters.
不断的散播谣言，让这个笑不断的发酵在教会。
Continually spread out the rumors, so the virus keeps spreading out in the church.
哦，然后就拉人去参加他们的讲座了。
And they grab those people come to their seminars.
不要小看他们呢。
Well, don't look down them.
他们可是经过严格的训练出来的。
Well, they went through a serious trainings.
哦，所以他们讲起圣经来也是头头是道啊。
So when they talk about Bible, they talk very well. It seems like they know what they're talking about.
所以就能够迷惑许多的人啊。
So they can confuse a lot of people.
如果你想觉得有点不对劲，你想要离开了。
And when you started to feel like maybe that's not right, I better leave.
他们就会来恐吓你，威胁你。
And they started to threaten you.
甚至有暴力的行为来对付你。
Even use violence to attack you.
你看主耶稣在这里说得很清楚嘛。
Well, here, look, Jesus Christ said very clearly.
就是在这个马太二十四章的第五节的最后一句话嘛。
Well, in the book of Matthew, chapter 24, verse 5, the last sentence.
并且要迷惑许多人，许多人哦。
They will confuse a lot of people, a lot of people.
所以我们真的要非常的谨慎。
So we need to be very alert, very careful.
啊，我们要有一个预先啊，先要有一个这个预先打预防针一样，要先理解他们的策略。
Just like we need to have a vaccine shot in us, so we can understand who they are.
将来还会有一些披着羊皮的狼进到许多教会里去。
In the future, there will be a lot of wolves. They cover by the sheep of it come to the church.
那今天呢，我们不是只是防守而已。
Today, we're not just passively defending.
我们更要去打击魔鬼。
We need to attack the Satan.
所以我们要指出异端邪说他们的错误来。
We need to point out the wrongdoings and the wrong statements of the heresy.
这个很重要。
That is very important.
因为作为基督的精兵，不是做一个被动的沉默者而已。
Because as a front soldier of Jesus Christ, we cannot be a passive silent person.
而是要起来紧紧地跟随主，为主而战。
We need to stand up, follow closely with Jesus Christ, and fight for Jesus Christ.
为主耶稣的真理而战。
We need to fight for the truth of Jesus Christ.
所以我们要必须指出异端邪说他们的歪理来，他们的错误来避免很多人继续被迷惑。
Therefore, we need to point out the wrongdoings and the wrong statements of the heresy, so.People won't be deceived by them.
我们继续来听主耶稣说的话，在马太的二十四章的十到十三节。
Let's continue to look at Jesus Christ's words that's in the book of Matthew, chapter 24, verse 10 to 13.
那时， 必有许多人跌倒，也要彼此陷害，彼此恨恶，且有好些假先知起来，注意哈，迷惑多人，只因不法的事增多，许多人的爱心就渐渐冷淡了，唯有忍耐到底的必然得救。
For the book of Matthew, chapter 24, verse 10 to 13. At that time, many will turn away from the faith and will betray and hate each other. And many false prophets will appear and deceive many people. Because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold. But the one who stands firm to the end will be saved.
我们看十节。
Now let's look at verse 10.
感谢祖先给我们打了预防针呢。
Well, thank God, Lord, give us a vaccine shot.
那时就是末世的时代，就是现在，必有许多人跌倒，而且彼此陷害，彼此恨恶。
At that time, talk about nowadays, the end of the age. At that time, many will turn away from the faith and will betray and hate each other.
情况非常糟糕。
The situation is terrible.
十一节说，且有好些，就是不是一个两个假先知，就是有很多假的先知起来，迷惑了许许多多的人。
In verse 11, and many false prophets will appear and deceive many people.
弟兄姐妹，你准备好了吗？
Brothers and sisters, have you prepared yourself?
所以为什么要在圣经上下功夫，为什么要持续不断的装备自己，是非常重要的事情。
Why you need to make a lot of efforts by studying the Bible and equip yourself?
再看十二节。
Now look at verse 12.
十二节说，只因为不法的事，不法就是乱七八糟的事情越来越多嘛，以至于许多人的爱心就渐渐冷淡。
Because of the increase of wickedness, the love of the most will grow cold.
这些事情是要发生的。
Things like that will happen.
那怎么办？
What should we do?
主耶稣给我们的答案就在十三节嘛。
Jesus Christ gave us the answer. It is in verse 13.
提醒我们，唯有忍耐到底的必然得救。
It reminds us.But the one who stands firm to the end will be saved.
忍耐不是被动的躲起来，什么事情都不做。
Stands firm is not passively hid away, hide away, and do nothing.
刚好相反。
It's exactly the opposite.
就是逼迫越大，我们的信心就更要坚定。
The more oppression, the more faithful our faith should be.
忍耐到底的是指我们的毅力，我们坚强的毅力要持续到底。
Stand firm, that means we need to stand until the end. We need to be faithful, preserves.
因为我们的信仰要面对各式各样的挑战。
Because our faith needs to faceAll sorts of different challenges.
我们要牢记，我们打的是一个持久战。
We need to understand we are fighting a long-lasting war.
我们不是短跑冲刺，我们是属灵的马拉松的长跑。
It is not a sprint. It is a long-lasting war like a marathon.
所以我们说，神给我们力量，有这个毅力。有这个决心能够坚持的跑到底。
We pray God give us a faith, give us perseverance, so we can stand firm for this long-lasting marathon war for the faith.
所以每一个小组内部的这个培灵是非常重要。
Therefore, the cell group, inside your cell group, to develop the spiritualgrowth is very important.
牧师也特别谢谢小组长，还有你的配偶，这一段时间你们辛苦了。
As a pastor, I truly give appreciation to all the cell group leaders and their spouses. Thank you for doing so much. Thank you for your efforts.
如果你还没有参加小组，我鼓励你现在赶快加入一个适合你的小组。
If you haven't joined any cell group, I encourage you right now, find a cell group fit you.
你就发现在这个困难的时间，这个小组彼此的互相支持的系统是非常重要。
You can tell in this crucial time, in this critical time, helping each other within the cell group is very helpful and important.
继续在礼拜五的查经里面，不但是查考神的话来彼此坚固，也在生活的关怀中不断的带导和关心。
For Friday, cell group fellowship, study Bible, not just grow Bible knowledge and also help each other for your life in this crucial time.
因为我们必须忍耐到底，必然得救。
Because we need to stand firm to the end and will be saved.
今天的题目是神到底要说什么话？
Today, the topic of sermon is,What does God exactly want to talk to us?
第一句话，神说，你在哪里呀？
The first sentence, God spoke to people, Where are you?
你的回答是什么？
What's your response?
你愿不愿意回转来到神的面前？
Do you want to repent and back to God?
其实愿意的人就有福了。
If you are willing, you are blessed.
神说的第二句话就是我必快来。
The second sentence God spoke to people is, I am coming soon.
你预备好了吗？
Are you ready?
你要预备什么呢？
What do you need to prepare?
你如何预备呢？
How do you prepare yourself?
如果你可以把这个 PowerPoint 拍下来那是最好可以留在礼拜五的时候你们多一点讨论。
You can take a picture of this PowerPoint when the Friday cell group study, fellowship starts again. You can discuss more in detail.
你预备好了吗？
Are you ready? Have you prepared well?
你要预备什么呢？
What do you need to prepare?
你如何预备呢？
How do you prepare yourself?
我为你祷告。
I pray for you.
求神继续向你说话。
I pray for you. I pray that God continuously talk to you.
我们同心祷告。
Let us all unify our hearts and pray.
亲爱的巴父，我们感谢你自己的信息。
Our dear Heavenly Abba Father, thank you for your precious message.
我们再一次的恳求你的圣灵继续来向我们说话。
One more time, we sincerely pray your Holy Spirit continuously talk to us.
特别在这个动荡不安的时代中。
Especially in this time of a turmoil.
我们需要你来坚固我们的信心。
We need you to strengthen our faith, our hearts.
我们需要你给我们智慧。
We need you to bless us with the wisdom.
帮助我们的年轻人。
Help our youngsters.
许多毕业生面临找不到工作的情况。
A lot of new graduates, they're facing graduation, but no job.
许多有工作的人面临失业的情况。
A lot of people who already have a job, now they're facing lost their job.
许多小孩子在家里还要继续度过这个夏天漫长的好几个月的时间。
And a lot of children, they will quarantine at home in the summer for many months.
我们理解小孩子也有小孩子不同的焦虑。
We need to understand children have their own anxieties.
我们真的需要你的帮助，需要你的安慰。
We truly, truly need your help and need your comfort.
给你加添我们属灵的力量。
Lord, please.Give us strength in the spiritual life.
教导我们不要浪费这个宝贵的时间。
Teach us not to waste this precious time.
好好的装备自己。
Well equip ourselves.
好好的珍惜和家人孩子在一起的时间。
We'll treasure this precious time being together with our families and loved ones.
而且尽量去关怀很多有需要的人。
And try our best to care and love the people who are in need.
我们谢谢你这么爱我们。
Thank you, Lord, for loving us so much.
我们谢谢你没有保持沉默，因为你乐意向我们说话。
Thank you for did not keep silent. Thank you for love to talk to us, Lord.
请你继续带领你的教会。
God, please continue lead your church.
祷告交托，奉靠耶稣基督得胜的名。
We pray in the precious, victorious name of Jesus Christ.Amen. Amen.